Good Tuesday morning. You're today listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on Sigella 1690 AM here in Montreal. My name is Remy, and on to this episode for 477, we take a look at director James Cameron for the Director's Influence series. We talk about his style and also the themes throughout his films, as well too, Danny O'Brien has biography on James Cameron. Out for DVD Tuesday for this Tuesday, November the 26th, will be the psychological thriller The Critic, which arrives out onto a physical release. You also have the fantasy drama Letters at Christmas, that one arrives out onto video demand services. Following that would be the horror film Night of the Missing, arriving out onto a physical release. Let's get to some music to get your morning started here. We're going to hear E Prime with a track Big Country off of Dry Thoughts and Sunburns. Then we're going to hear Nap Eyes with the track Passageway. And then following that, Lana Del Rey featuring Father John Misty with Let the Light In from the album Did You Know There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard, one of my favorite albums from last year. Once again, you're tuning in listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO, 1690 AM here in Montreal. We'll be right back.
across the great divide, I saw 1,000 candles flickering. And through a peasant's eyes, I saw a green-clad man ringing bluebells of offering. Beside him astride in neon fuchsia robes, and more beautiful than anything, a woman the sight of whom changed his mind in a permanent way. Well, as for me, I rode the 3 miles north back to old York town, and I lodged my horse in a stable there before walking to the castle grounds. Strange to make a parade so far away where there were so few others around, but I let the thought drop from my head, and that night my sleep was sound. Against a bone-chilling wind, I wrap my scarf around my head and enter down a rainbow crystal pathway, strangely compelled to follow where it led. Drive down roads to places many miles away. As for me, I remain by my edge of town home, watching the ocean's peaceful sway. I've been drifting in and out of a mysterious dream of that old time passageway. Foreboding sculpture in the diamond circular saw rain. Far away, the dawn bright dew on some blue fields sparkling. In the deep mind, in the well, in the heart of things.
Your back door yelling, 'cause I wanna come in. pick you up around 1:45. Usually we got nothing to do. Screw it, maybe you should go and record some of the songs. Got my dress on tight, cause you know that I like shining in the light. There's so much writing on this life and how we write our love songs. Your bed door, yeah, cause I wanna come in. Ooh, turn your light on. Look at us, you and I, back at it again.
Cause I love to love to love to love you.
With Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. We get to some new scores and soundtracks. We're going to hear Harry Gregson Williams with the track Overture from the Gladiator 2 score. And then we're going to hear Alexander Desplat with the Piano Lesson from the Piano Lesson music there composed by Alexander Desplat. And finally, we're going to hear from The Last Waltz, the soundtrack. We're going to hear the band with It Makes No Difference. You are tuning in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal. Makes no difference. Good morning, you're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. It is time for your Cinematic Fridays for November the 29th. You have the animation Moana 2. That one comes out on to November the 27th for American Thanksgiving. Also inside of limited release, you have the thriller September the 5th. You have the comedy Mille Boutines and the musical biography Monsieur Aznavour. As well, too, it seems that the new Maria film starring Angelina Jolie and all about Maria Callas will be having a limited release, too, on November the 29th, so fingers crossed that we do get it. On to today's episode, we're going to be discussing film director James Cameron as part of the Director's Influence series for At the Movies, and we start here with a biography from Danny O'Bree. So, director James Cameron was born on August the 16th, 1954, in Kapuskasing, Ontario. After graduating from high school, he attended Fulton College in 1973, but decided that it wasn't for him, so he dropped out in 1974. Within his early years, he worked odd jobs as a truck driver and high school janitor. Cameron's film career began inside of 1978 when he wrote, directed, and produced the short film Xenogenesis. He was assigned as art director for the 1980 film The Battle Beyond the Stars and was in charge of special effects for the 1981 film John Carpenter's Escape from New York. Somewhere within the early 80s, he had a nightmare about a cyborg who was attempting to murder him, which inspired him to write the 1984 film The Terminator. Within that year, The Terminator grossed $78 million worldwide, earning him international recognition as a filmmaker in the process. James Cameron has also obtained recognition and success through other films that he has directed, such as 1986 Aliens, The Abyss from 1989, True Lies from 1994, and Avatar from 2009. Cameron's films have grossed over $8 billion worldwide, making him the second highest grossing film director of all time. He has won 3 Academy Awards, 2 Primetime Emmy Awards. He is currently working on Avatar, Fire, and Ash. Cameron now resides in California with his wife, Susie Amos, and his 4 children in total. For this Director's Influence series, we're going to be talking about James Cameron through his films such as The Abyss, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, True Lies, Avatar, The Way of Water, and as well to Titanic. Those are the films that I watched in order to prepare for this Director's Influence episode. Let's talk a little bit about James Cameron and the themes. So one of his major themes is underwater worlds and deep sea exploration and the way humans connect to the water. You can see this inside The Abyss and the Titanic. And then he really makes his case for how humans are connected through water with Avatar, The Way of Water. The romantic interests and the fierce female characters are a part of his films, including True Lies, as we see with Jamie Lee Curtis's character, but also we see the fierce character, female characters, with the characters like Zoe Saldana inside of Avatar, but also Sarah Connor inside the Terminator films, too. Characters that act in a group or a squad, they have goals and objectives. A platoon of soldiers are communal, such as the family inside of Avatar, or we can see the goals and objectives that the people inside The Abyss have. But not only that, but we see how people work together inside of their own objectives and goals. We can see that with the Terminator film 2, Judgment Day, as well, too. He creates his own world, and then there's a bunch of story building to it. So, for example, he could have done a complete film onto the Titanic and how it goes down, and that's the end of it. However, he world builds to have Jack and Rose inside of the Titanic. Same thing with Avatar. It's a world that he's created onto his own, and he's world building onto it. So you have the first Avatar film, you have the second one about the Way of Water, but now he's working towards a new one that's going to be about fire. So preservation of the natural world. Cameron can be seen as an environmentalist. Our connection with the natural world, a reflection, we should adapt ourselves to nature. This is what his films, like Avatar, really come across, and he wants to tell us about how we are connected to nature, and we should adapt to nature rather than nature adapting to us. So sometimes you might see the simplest character or the good guy, you see the bad guy or the scientist. This is some of the character dynamics he creates inside of his films. You have godlike characters. You can see that with the Terminator or even John Connor, how the person he's supposed to protect inside of the Terminator film, John Connor, can be seen as like this prophet type figure. And then it's clearly spelled out inside of the Avatar films as their god or their higher figure is Awa. father figures like Jake Sully or the Terminator. You also have Harry Tasker from True Lies as well, too. The breakdown of the family unit. So you see that inside of Avatar: The Way of Water. You also see that inside of True Lies as well, too. So responding to collective danger, with the world and family is being, tugged, both of them. You have a collective responsibility. The world is our fortress. So Avatar, the world is Pandora, a world you can feel safe, free, a type of utopia. Versus inside of Terminator 2 Judgment Day, we see what type of world, what would happen very soon inside this science fiction proceedings. James Cameron's styles. So you have the genres of science fiction. You also have romance. He does work a lot with romance. Comedy as well, too. So, yeah, you might find it a little bit the storytelling or even the script is a little bit funny at times to time. Even with the Avatar films, when it's not supposed to be funny, you find that it's not really well written. However, with True Lies, it's supposed to be that way because it is a spoof or a satire of the spy genre. Monitors all around. So we see different vantage points of the Titanic with the monitors all around. Same thing with the Abyss. You have monitors all around where you can see that. You also see that with the Avatar film too. How you have the scientists and also the enemies. They have monitors all around too. Blue as a color palette. I mean, the Avatar people are blue, but what else is blue that James Cameron is highly attached to? That would be water as well, too. James Cameron can be seen as a vanguard for visual effects, CGI, and technical qualities. Just look at the T-1000 during the state that it was released, and you can see how he was a vanguard for visual effects. Not only that, but with the Titanic, are just going back to 2009 and having this whole Pandora opened up to you. It is an immersive adventure of stories, and that's his way of the storytelling technique or style for James Cameron. He tends to have the style of spiritualizing the natural world. You see that with the scenes and how he likes to talk about the natural world and stay on it. He's a director that has been seen to push film and technology. Now, here is a little bit about the dark side to Cameron. So, he can be seen sometimes as a director that has been abusive or a non-compromising position inside of his films, like the Aliens film, The Abyss, or even Titanic. His own production creation can be seen with The Abyss. He has the highest grossing film of all time. And like we said, the writing and script sometimes can be problematic. Works with True Lies as, like I said, the satirical, but not with a serious film like Avatar, where you can see that it hinders the movie experience for Avatar. So when we come back, we'll discuss what truly merits James Cameron, this director's influence series. You're tuned in and listening to After the Movies with Iconic Sounds Only Heard on CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal. welcome back. You're tuned in listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. On to today's episode, we are discussing director James Cameron as part of the director's influencer. James Cameron has been fascinated by deep sea exploration and the way that the water connects to the human world as well, too, or the way that humans connect to the water. This can be seen through the films of The Abyss, Titanic, and Avatar, The Way of Water. His character is always at the inside of a group or a squabble, type of a platoon, where they go about objectives and goals. He is a director that is strong inside of world building, and we can see that definitely with Avatar. Or even take the Titanic, for example. Could have done a complete, just historical film about the Titanic. However, he world builds onto the Titanic itself. Sometimes some of the issues with Cameron's films have been that there are simplistic characters, good guy, bad guys, the scientist, and definitely there are the archetypals of the bad script or bad writing. Not bad script, but bad writing, lazy writing inside general. But then there are the apparent allegories, like the godlike characters, with the type of Terminator, John Connor, or even Aoi from Avatar The Way of Water that like spells it out for you. There are the good father figure role models that Cameron wants to produce through his films, like Jake Sully, Terminator, or Harry Tasker. The breakdown of the family unit and how family pulls itself up back together. How it responds to collective dangers, world versus family, collective responsibilities. The world is our fortress. However, one of the main thematics inside Cameron's films that he wants to come across inside of his series of Avatar is notions of environmentalism and how we should adapt ourselves to nature rather than nature adapting to ourselves. So as we said, writing and script sometimes can be problematic, but Works with True Lies is more of a satirical comedy that I wasn't expecting. That's where it really works. But then it comes across inside of Avatar, where we see that it doesn't really work. Upon the reflection of working with James Cameron, that some people have had issues with him, he has done his own production, which is amazing. He has created his own VFX, and he is a vanguard for visual effects, NFX, and CGI technical qualities. We can see that with the T-1000 inside of Terminator 2. You can see that with the World of Pandora inside the Avatar film. However, that doesn't excuse that sometimes he has been abusive in non-compromising positions inside of his films, like Alien, The Abyss, and Titanic. However, inside of his later works, like Avatar, he has apologized for the way he has acted on some productions, and he seems like a reasonable director to work with and has taken responsibility for his actions on set from now on. So that is why James Cameron, I feel, is one of the most important directors to talk about, not only for his world building, but for the thing that he is a vanguard for visual effects and technical qualities inside of his films. And that truly merits his stance as one of the directors for this director's influence series. All of the criticism aside a little bit about his on-set charismatics, however, doesn't excuse it. However, he's owned up to it, and he's working on it. So that seems to be a good thing, and hopefully with Avatar The Way of Water, he takes a hard look at the script and the dialogue, and he overcomes it inside some sense and makes it a little bit better. With Cameron now exiting the director's pool, it is time to select a new director to enter the pool. And I was thinking about having Ridley Scott enter the pool, however, he's already inside the pool of directors. So let's go for another action movie vanguard here with John Woo. So John Woo enters the director's pool for the Director's Influence series. And on to next week's episode of At the Movies, well, Danny joins me for our final anniversary review, where we take a look at Dick Van Dyke and Julie Andrews inside of the original Mary Poppins. And inside of the following week, we will have our final Jack Nicholson Interrupt Us Anniversary Awards for 2024. Thank you all for tuning in. Have a good week at the movies. Et bon cinéma.